The Wisconsin Clean Transportation Program plans to spend $15 million in federal stimulus funds to help 33 partner governments or companies buy alternative fuel and advanced technology vehicles. The firms or agencies would come up with $17 million on their own. Some of the money might go to refueling or charging stations to support the vehicles. Francis Vogel of the organization Wisconsin Clean Cities says the process of buying new vehicles is underway.
The fleets are in a very intentional, deliberate way determining what is best for their particular needs. It is up to them to determine what they can use then to replace the conventional vehicles that they have in their fleet.
Vogel says, as one example, the city of Milwaukee plans to phase out some diesel-fueled garbage trucks and buy new vehicles
that will run on compressed natural gas. And their project also has some refueling stations too associated with it, so that those refuse haulers then can be cleaner and greener and more quiet too than when they're going around the city, which is great.
Vogel also says some private bus companies, Oconomowoc Transport and Rightway Bus, are about to make a transition to plug-in hybrid school buses. Vogel says he hopes all the purchases under the Clean Transportation Program are made within 2 years to allow time for some assessment into what worked the best. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.